Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. Let's read what the Lord has in store for us this evening out of this chapter. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far. And his disciples answered him, From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And Christ answered them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and brake and gave it to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. Now, here in Mark 8, we see for the second occasion, this is the second occasion where Christ had compassion on the weary multitude, and he performed this lovely miracle and sustained them. This is not the same miracle that was described earlier. This is the second one. Remember, there was around 5,000 men, is what it said in the last situation. So this is a completely different occasion. It's the second occasion. But what I want to draw your attention to is the fourth verse only. The fourth verse only. And let's look at this question that his disciples asked. And I want to ask you and myself, I want to ask us the same question. Can a man satisfy these with bread? See in verse 4. And his disciples answered Christ, From whence can a man satisfy these men, or can a man satisfy these with bread here in the wilderness? They're in the wilderness, and they want to know, can it be done? Now, I told Bruce and the men out as we were getting ready for services this evening, it wasn't until last night sometimes I looked this over for several days and I had absolutely nothing. I looked at it, I said, well, it's the miracle of the feeding of 4,000, and they've got fishes and they got bread, and I was going to go further, but I said, there's something here. Well, the Lord opened this up and was pretty, very excited and very encouraged about the whole text. Can a man satisfy these with bread? Well, here we go once more. You have multitudes following Christ for various reasons. Some to see the miracles, I'm sure. No doubt some to be fed. Some for a free lunch. Some perhaps were curious as to who Christ was. And even perhaps some that were truly in need. Why are we here tonight? Why do I get these messages ready? Why do I gather? Why do we gather together to worship? Whether it's Wednesday or Sunday, why are we here tonight? Do we desire a show of religion? Do we seek the loaves only? Or do we merely want our curiosity satisfied and nothing else? But my prayer for you and for me would be, may we be found by God's grace to be seeking and staying upon Him for who He is. Not the fact of faith, it's the object of faith. May we, by God's grace, be stayed upon Him for who He is. Now let's look at this verse, and I'm just going to go part by part. The first point is, can a man? See that there in verse 4? From whence can a man? Can a man, and secondly, we will note, can a man satisfy these with bread? And lastly, can a man satisfy these with bread here in the wilderness? 3 short points. Can a man? If you or I seek satisfaction from the law by a good man, you and I will sink into hell forever. If you and I seek a righteousness from a great man, God must still condemn us. Turn to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Verse 6 through 9. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. If you seek satisfaction from the law, if you seek righteousness, if it be by the man. You see the question? Can a man satisfy? Not a good man, not a great man, but the man, Christ Jesus, by which, if it be by the man, Christ Jesus, by which you seek satisfaction from your wilderness, then you shall be, as it says in verse 8, so they did eat and were filled. That's why we continually emphasize salvation in a person. Can a man? Not a mere man, not a great man, not a prophet, not a priest, not a king, but the God-man. If you seek such satisfaction and righteousness, you will be filled. Your cup will overflow. Your soul shall delight itself in fatness. Because you see, this man is not like any other man. He's called the God-man. He's called the Eternal Son, the Governor, the Peacemaker, the Everlasting Sacrifice, the Righteous One, the Prince of Peace, the Judge of all the earth. A mere man may try to redeem, may try to honor God's character, and may try to bring many sons to glory, but shall fail in every aspect. But this man. You see, they're asking Christ, can a man? Watch. Can a man satisfy your struggles to get your eyes off those struggles and onto Christ and onto himself? He can. Spiritual. Name the spiritual trouble. Name the physical trouble. Name it. He delights, this man delights to satisfy his people because he satisfied his Father. Can a man? This man has the right to redeem. He is the balm in Gilead. He has put away the sin of all the elect, and now he sits at God's right hand. I would say, can a man satisfy? This man has. This man has. Secondly, can a man satisfy these with bread? Or how did Christ satisfy? Sticking with the text, can a man satisfy with bread? Natural bread, Melinda can attest, she buys two loaves of bread are in our house. When you come to our house, you see two kinds of bread. You got that old nasty wheat stuff, and then you got that good white bunny, soft, crumple it up, and I just eat it like that. I fold it over. I put some peanut butter on it, but you can ask Melinda, a Coke in one hand and just bread, and I'll squish it up, and I just eat it. And I'm happy. That's why if you take me to Lambert's, you put a soda in front of me, it'll go water, it doesn't matter, and you just throw loaves at me, I'll be happy. Right? Your dad would want some molasses, or actually he would want rolls with his molasses. But can a man satisfy with bread? Natural bread, if you eat that, you'll hunger again. But turn to John chapter 6. John chapter 6, and I believe it's verse 35. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. And he that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I'm the bread of life. Can a man satisfy with bread? It depends on what kind of bread it is. That's why, and that's what I love about the gospel, Bruce. It just opens up everything, doesn't it? In Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, what do we pray? Give us this day our daily. Well, you talk to any preacher in this area and they're going to say, well, that just talks about daily sustenance. If that's all it is, you're going to hunger again. That's why we petition our God, understanding through the gospel that Christ is the sum and substance of the gospel. Christ is the sum and substance of our nutrition. And we say, give us this day our daily Christ. Daily bread. Because that is to say that we must have Christ daily to live upon, to move, and to have our being. And without Him, we are nothing. Let others talk about Christ occasionally. We must hear Him, have Him, speak of Him, partake of Him daily. We're just out there in the foyer. Bruce said it's a long, you know, we got to keep the Wednesday thing going, which we weren't, you know, talking about discontinuing it. But Bruce has always said it's a long time from Sunday to Sunday. It's not a Baptist thing. If that's what it is, then let's not do it. But we do it because we want to. Give us this day our daily bread. Can this man satisfy with bread? You bet he can. Turn to Revelation chapter 7. I've never seen this before. But the church in glory, this is the church in glory. So such as the church's desire and glory, so it is upon this earth. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 17. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. Who is church? And shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. The Lamb, which is Christ, in the midst of the throne, shall feed them. How? Can a man satisfy with bread? You better believe it. You better believe it. He is our satisfaction from eternity past to eternity future. That is, He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the bottom loaf, and He's the top. How did Christ so satisfy as the bread of life? How did He satisfy God? Well, He did so by satisfying every jot and tittle, the Scripture says, fulfilled all the law, all God's decrees, honored His attributes, glorified His person. And how did He satisfy our needs? Every nook and cranny. We're a sinner, head to tail, thumb to thumb, stem to stern, full of sin, and we have to have a righteousness that God will accept. Can this man satisfy with bread? Yes, because He is the bread of life. We partake of the Lord's Supper. We take this bread. Notice it? He says, this is my body, broken for you, my beloved bride. Take this wine, which is my blood, shed for you, my children of grace. Thus, Christ by Himself, as the Scripture says, purged our sins by the one glorious, majestic, and sweet sacrifice of Himself. Can this man, the man Christ Jesus, satisfy with bread, with Himself? Absolutely. Our lesson says He did. He broke it, satisfied their needs, with and had left over. So we've read this, the miracle. And such is the miracle of grace to everyone who believes. Never a man, this book says, spake like this man. Never a man lived like this man. Never a man died. And you know what? Never a man rose like this man. And because he arose, so shall every last member of his church. I would say that's satisfaction. All the Father gives to me shall come. And him that comes, no wise cast out. Satisfaction. Lastly, let's look at the verse. Can a man satisfy these men with bread? Can the man with bread himself? Where? here in the wilderness? I don't know if you looked around lately, but that's what we're in. Oh, well, I thought we were in Jackson. Well, we're in the wilderness. But we're an oasis when we gather together, but it's still not home. We're just passing through. Can a man satisfy these with bread here in the wilderness? I say he satisfies only in the wilderness. And then you say something, Bruce, about a year ago, and then about 5 years ago, and then I think 10 years ago. You said it doesn't get any easier. You said it, I didn't. You said right. Can he satisfy here in the wilderness? I say it's only in the wilderness. Because if you don't know what it's like to suffer, you don't know what it is to be relieved. If you don't know what hell is, you won't know what heaven is. If you don't know what your, if he doesn't reveal your sin, you won't know what righteousness to be without sin. God had one sin without sin, only one son without sin, but he has no sons without sufferings. One of the divines said that. One son without sin, but no sons without sufferings in the wilderness. God has one son without corruption, but he has no sons without the sin nature. God had one son without indwelling iniquity, but no sons without daily anguish because of our old flesh. Can he satisfy? He can. With bread, by the sacrifice of himself in the wilderness, that's where he saves his people. Because the sick are the ones who need the physician. Alas, he satisfies while we are in this wilderness. That is, in this wilderness of sin, of trial, of fightings and fears, of weakness, of frailty. He satisfies and takes care of all those needs in Christ Jesus. And alas, he satisfies, therefore he will sustain us, he will satisfy us, and he will sanctify us. He sustains us in such a way that we will reach Canaan land. We'll get there. He satisfies us, therefore we will not drop in the wilderness. We won't be left for dead. He'll make sure we get to the end. And he'll sanctify us. That is, he makes us meet for the Master's use unto our desired end. He sustains, he satisfies, and he sanctifies. Let me close singing this, or not singing, I'll read it. I'm going to sing. The sands of time are sinking. The dawn of heaven breaks. The summer morn I sighed for, the fair sweet morn awakes. Dark, dark has been the midnight, but day spring is at hand, and glory, glory dwells in Emmanuel's land. O Christ, he is the fountain, the deep, sweet well of love. The streams on earth I've tasted, more deep I'll drink above. There to an ocean fullness his mercy does expand, and glory, glory dwells in Emmanuel's land. O, I am my beloved's, and my beloved's mine. He brings a poor vile sinner into his house of wine. I stand upon his merit, I know no other stand, not even where glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. The bride eyes not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face. I will not gaze at glory, but on my King of grace. Not at the crown he gives, but on his pierced hand. The Lamb is all the glory in Emmanuel's land. We are not concerned about streets of gold, crowns. We're concerned about Him. Can a man satisfy these with bread here in the wilderness? Only if that man is Christ Jesus, and if He's your man and my man. May it be so. Bruce, would you close us, please?